Welcome to Lost Story Studios. These are Lost Stories at Lost Story Studios.
I'm Brockton McKinney.
I'm Bo Fader.
I'm Jonas Britt.
And this is Lost Stories at Lost Story Studios. Lost Story Studios. Lost Story Studios.
And don't forget, this weekend, Saturday, November
9th,
we're going to be at the NC Comic-Con booth
113.
Of course, Unlucky 113.
Unlucky 113.
We've got it.
We'll be there from the 9th to the 10th.
And all the time in between, having a great time repping Lost Story Studios, Action Lab Comics, M-Theory, Death Curse, all of the good things go along with
drawing you some zombers.
What is a zomber?
It's like a sober zombie. Mm.
Don't listen to them. So don't forget to visit us there and come to LostStoryStudios.com and visit us on Facebook at Lost Story Studios on Facebook, or Jonas Britt or Bo Fader or Brockton McKinney. Find us all there and we'll be happy to friend you and have a good time. We'll proceed
God
with the
let's get this thing
podcast
on the road.
Okay.
This is our first inaugural podcast.
Our first inaugural podcast.
We hope you guys are ready for this, because this is a half hour's worth of super fun.
Of an hour's worth.
Right up you.
It's an hour. It's a half hour's worth of an hour's worth.
Yeah. I'll push it up your back.
And just so you know, I don't know what I mean. Just so you know, Lost Story Studios, we're all about the lost story. We like to tell weird stories. What we do in our studios, we like to hang out, do a bunch of art, do a bunch of commission shit, come up with good ideas, and tell each other fucked up, crazy stories. And maybe we'll pass it on to you. I don't know if you're worth it.
You'll probably hear one tonight.
Pussy cherries.
Probably gonna hear one.
Whoa!
Wow, our pussy cherries.
Popping pussy cherries.
For the inauguration.
Our inaugural. Our first annual inaugural.
Pussy popping.
Right. So in our second annual inaugural.
It's already getting blue.
Get on and.
All right. So tonight, what are we talking about tonight? What's our, anything?
You specifically said, I have this thing that I want to do. I will not say anything to you guys. I will not prep
you. That was it. My introduction. My introduction was it. That's all I had.
That was good.
That was good. See, thanks. Everyone. I took it over. I did it.
Great start.
So everyone knows where we're going to be, who we are, what we're doing.
Sure.
That's all I had. And I'm done. I shot my wad.
That's it. Yeah. All right.
So, I mean, I'm not a storyteller here.
No way. Obviously.
Yeah. I can't tell.
All right. Well, then I'll tell a story. Here's a story that you guys probably know. It's a, it's an urban legend. It's an urban tale. But this is the thing about it. It's like, right, people get it wrong, mm-hmm, and this is the real story. So, you've heard the Phil Collins song, I Can Hear It Coming in the Air Tonight.
I can feel it.
I can feel
coming
it coming
in the air.
You can hear it, too, if you're close.
I can
enough
come feel it.
I can come in the air and feel it tonight, is what I think it is.
It's not really about the title so much as
it's
just the song.
Are you on your
song
back?
Yeah, it's like usually when I'm on my back, I can come and feel it.
If you're close enough to it, when it happens, it goes. I mean, you can hear it.
I like to say, I can feel it coming in your hair tonight.
Okay, so most people think that that song is about the fact that Phil Collins, like, drowned a little girl.
Nah,
what?
No, that's not true.
Most people think the story is about. There's a whole urban legend behind it, and let me tell the original urban legend first. The original urban legend is that Phil Collins is going to a public pool, and he's gonna, like, swim laps. He does it every single day.
Wouldn't Phil Collins have his own pool?
Yeah, I feel like this.
Why
is
he go to a
He's an everyman.
Pool.
He's an everyman.
Here comes Phil Collins again, swimming laps in me pool. Rich bastard's got his own pool. I know he does.
But he likes to see people. Alien likes to like hang out.
Sea people?
I don't know.
SEA people?
No, he's just hanging out with people.
Sea
and he
people.
Likes to fucking swim a couple
just
laps.
Just because they're in a pool doesn't
it's like
make
a
them
YMCA.
Sea people,
it's an inside pool. It's a warm pool inside. He does laps. And he's like swimming it all the time. And so he like shows up. It's like on like a Saturday night. It's like 9 p.m.
And the pool's still open?
I mean,
oh,
a YMCA. Jeez. Christ
wow.
Almighty, let me tell the original, this is the
right.
Urban legend part of it.
I feel like
I
you're
apologize.
Right, I feel like you're reaching, grasping straw. That's fine, go ahead, do it. Okay, I'm sorry.
When does Natalie Wood come into this story?
She doesn't come into it, she's not in it.
Yeah,
she's not in it. There's, no, because that's the other thing. Because
yours is right.
People are always like, yeah, people are always like, Natalie Wood, but the real story is...
Yeah, Christopher Walken's there. Yeah.
No, it's not,
That's the conversation between him and...
So Christopher Walken is swimming in a pool... With
it's
Phil Collins.
Phil fucking Collins. Give me 2 seconds to explain this. Phil Collins shows up. He's going to swim some laps. And he's like swimming the laps.
Can I ask something?
And like, there's a girl swimming next to him in the same thing. It's like he's in like lap 3 and she's in lap 4 right beside him. And like she's swimming and somebody like starts like strangling her and drowning her.
In a lap right beside the lane.
The lane. Whatever it's called. Listen,
yeah,
I don't know.
If she had 4 laps and he had 3, then they could just be beside each other.
Actually, you know, he's right though. There's a lap strangler was in England for a long time in the 80s.
Yeah.
The lap strangler.
That was actually the 1880s.
This actually
though,
took
so
place.
That,
oh,
that couldn't have been.
I'm sorry.
Phil
oh, it's full of pools in the 1880s.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you let me finish?
I'm sorry.
So it's 2 lanes.
Lap strangler.
There's 2 lanes.
So they're on the set of Brainstorm. Keep going.
Phil Collins is swimming laps in lap 3. He's in lane 3. And he's swimming, he's going back and forth. And then in lane 4, there's a girl who's swimming, and a dude jumps in and starts strangling her underwater.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck, you know? And then she turns around and starts strangling the dude and, like, kills him.
No.
She kills him in front of Phil Collins.
The guy
Hang loose. So she kills him. She's like, drowns him in the water. And Phil Collins gets out of the water, and he's, like, toweling off. And he's like, oh shit, you know, like I saw a murder or whatever, but he's like worried about it, and she looks back at him, he looks back at her, and he leaves. And so then he's like thinking about it like that night, he's got a concert that night, and he's like, I can't even do the
concert. He has a concert at night and he's swimming in a pool at 9
p.m. 9 o'clock
and
what
time is
the concert?
Concert?
I have a late night
jeez.
Concert.
When the concert starts
is he the 11. Guns N' Roses of easy listening? He needs to
I have a late night concert.
It's like cardio, man. He's like getting ready.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. I was swimming laps in me pool.
He's stretching out. Everybody stretches before a goddamn, you know, concert. You want to get like...
At 9 o'clock at night?
Okay.
Concert. Not till 11. It's a 20-minute fucking swim, and he starts at 11. He's got
maybe it was
an
intermission.
To go home.
Maybe he went to intermission.
It's not an intermission.
Maybe
he starts at 11. He's there at 9. By 9:30, he's home. He's thinking about it. He's like, oh, fuck, I saw this murder. This chick, like, turned around and murdered this guy.
He's really close to home. If he gets to the pool, swims...
He picked a place that was close. He picked a place
really
that was
close
to him. He picked a place that was close to him because he wants to swim there and see people. Jesus Christ. This really is getting into the point of like details where like this is... Come on.
What happened to Crispin Glover?
There's no Crispin Glover yet.
All right. He's gone.
Okay, so he gets back and he's like, I got to do this concert. And he cancels the concert.
What? Like, no, I think he tells him.
No, he's like, I canceled the concert. I'm done. He's like, he tells his wife, he's like, I'm fucked up. I'm traumatized.
Right.
I saw. She's like, you should go to a concert. You should go to something. And
and ease your
and
mind.
No, ease your mind.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And so
he's
gets.
He went to an info concert.
She's like, I've got tickets to a concert.
Yeah.
Go to the concert and just get out of here and go. So he goes to the concert. He doesn't even know what he's going to. He like shows up in the crowd and he's like hanging out. And the concert starts, and it's he looks at the tickets. It's Pat Benatar.
It's Eddie and the Strangler.
It's Pat fucking Benatar.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, thank God, you know? And so she goes into her thing, and she's like singing,
we're running with the shadows of the night.
And so she's like, and he's like, this is fucking awesome. And then he looks her in the face, and he's like,
Pat Benatar?
That's the bitch you strangled the dude.
Whoa.
That's who was in the pool with me today. It was goddamn Pat Benatar. And he's like, so he just like freezes.
Holy shit.
He freezes. And he's like, he's starting to like slowly do that walk thing where you kind of like, stepping out of the petrified crowd.
God, his wife didn't help him out at all.
Pat Benatar is like playing, and she notices him in the crowd.
Oh.
She notices him.
She says,
the music just like, he's like stops, you know. And
so she's playing every instrument at this point.
she turns to the guys and she's like, quit.
Cut it. Okay.
Just cut it, you guys. Because I see something in the crowd. And the crowd goes quiet. It's a hush falls over the whole fucking place. You can hear crickets.
Yeah.
And she's like, she gets on like her little headset thing and you can't see what's going on.
This is like 1980. I don't think I have a headset thing.
Well, it's like a microphone. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm just saying like she's got a thing where she can talk to the
crew. She has a microphone taped to the side of her head.
This is the one I sing in, and this is the one I talk to the guy in.
Because that one doesn't go out over the crowd. You can't hear shit. It's totally quiet.
Unless she talks to the mic that she's... Never mind.
She's not using that mic. That mic's sitting... She's holding the mic that's taped to her face, to her mouth. And she says something. Nobody knows what it is. And
she says Crispin Glover.
She does not say Crispin Glover. God damn it. It's not yet. Why are you trying to ruin it?
Sorry.
You're like punchlining it. Okay, so... All of a sudden, it's like, ka-kunk, spotlight comes on Phil Collins. Oh, he's trying to back out.
Right.
You know?
He's caught, though.
He's
spotlight.
Caught.
He can't go anywhere.
He's caught. And she's like, and Pat Benatar, like, tears the mic off of the side of her head, tears the tape off, and she steps up to the real mic, and she's like, you know, look who's in the audience tonight. It's Phil fucking Collins. let's murder him.
Oh my God! Jesus. Oh shit, Jesus!
How she gonna get away with that?
She's like, because he strangled a dude in a pool today.
Oh!
Turns it around on him, and he's like, he's like shaking. He's like fucking shaking in the audience, you know. And she's like, I saw him today. She's like, that's why I stopped the music. I saw him today. Kill a man in a pool. If you go to that YMCA pool tonight, you'll find the body.
What?
Yeah, but the ligature marks wouldn't match.
Well, it doesn't matter because he's still going to be dead.
It's 1980. Right? They don't have that kind of...
But at this point, he's still... They're going to, you know... So the crowd's getting restless.
Tear him apart.
And then Phil Collins just braces himself. He's like, just like gets like this steely look in his eyes, himself. And he starts like walking through the crowd. And he's like, just got such a fucking, you know, and they're like,
he's stoic.
He's stoic. Yeah. They don't know what he's, they're like, what? You know, he's like walking toward, and he like jumps up on the stage. And
it's a beautiful imagery.
Yeah. And he kind of like, you know, and then and even Pat Benatar is like, you know, and she like kind of moves away from the mic, and he walks past her, and he gets on the, he looks at the drummer or whatever, the drummer's just hands in the drumsticks. Just
right. Yeah, he's like, you're going to have to talk this out.
Yeah, he's like, you know, and he gives him the mic, you know, and Phil Collins takes the mic, and he's like, and just drops the fucking mic. Doesn't say a goddamn word.
Whoa.
Takes the drumsticks, goes, boom, boom, I can feel it coming in the air. Tonight. And the crowd is fucking wild. Come on. And that's like, and then like everybody, like, you know, even Pat Benatar is like, fuck. She picks up like a bass and it's like, boom, boom, ba dum, ba dum, and today, to this day, still the murder unsolved. You know, because they like, he just like, that's how he walked away.
It seemed like it was solved.
Yeah, it seems like it's pretty solved. I mean, I don't know.
In
front of like probably 30-40 people, depending on the venue.
That's definitely...
I'm not a cop, so I can't attest to like the forensic evidence.
It's definitely not a true story.
That's the urban legend that turned out to be 100% true.
That's why it's called an urban legend.
Right, because they were like, we can't completely...
Well, did they ever fish Crispin Glover's corpse out of the pool? Or
they
did.
No.
That's why.
Well, okay. No, later, the thing is, like, later, the cop who actually wrote the report up, That's the thing. Is like the cop who wrote the report up or whatever.
Martin McFly.
He was like, yep. He signed the fucking sheet, Martin McFly. Uh-huh. And like, and then when he turned around, it was Crispin Glover, and he was like, oh, I'm having a rough time getting jobs, man. You know, like I'll take this or whatever. And a good friend of both Pat and Phil. So
wasn't he working on River's Edge at that time?
Well, he's doing both. He was like back and
River's
forth.
Edge is much later.
Well, he's just like he's walking in and out. You know what I'm saying? Like he you know, clock in for one, clock out for the other.
Right.
You can't. You know, what are you gonna feed all those little Crispins? You know, you gotta like.
Yeah.
I love Crispins. They're so good. My mom makes a mean Crispin at Christmas time.
Can I have another beer?
That was a great story.
That was
Thanks.
A very good.
Wow.
Thank you.
I've never it's heard true. That version of Rizzo.
That's the only version
that's
I've ever heard.
That's a super terrible version of that story.
Yeah.
I remember,
don't worry. So anyway, what else is going on? Let's talk about some stuff that's
we have commissions due. We've got
we're not doing any of that stuff.
Well, we were.
I mean,
we
should talk about What do you have going on, Brocky boy? You got a lot of stuff going on, comic world.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it real quick.
We got the M34 is coming up.
Yeah,
coming out soon. Yeah,
nice
M34.
Comic. I haven't read any of them.
Just he is. Know. He does not read them. Neither does Jonas. They're not readers. But those comics are coming out. So M Theory, the trade's coming out in January. It's got
nice.
All four of them together.
That's very cool.
It's got a sweet wraparound cover by Larkin.
Yeah,
Ford.
Larkin Ford. Larkin is the man who has disappeared. By the way.
He's not. He's still. He lives in France.
No, he's gone. I mean,
well,
I don't know where he is. No, have you heard from him?
Physically, yes. I haven't heard from him.
So he didn't talk.
Well,
to
no,
him.
He can't. Like he lost all the phones.
Yeah.
In the world,
he's not
well,
good.
All the phones
he's
he
not
had,
a good traveler.
That's a true story. Like his girlfriend and him have no phone.
What do you mean true? As opposed to what story is
like a false story where you're like he lost all his phones. Like, well, he does have one, but he only calls his parents. You know,
right?
Yeah, that kind of thing. He literally lost his both phones. There's no phones.
So anyway, Larkin Ford's lost in Paris. Somewhere.
Sure.
And so, but he did do
but he's having an awesome cover. Time. He said he's like putting mud sluts on hut roofs or something.
Oh, God.
Mud
terrible.
Sluts. It's like picking cherry wild apple beans or something.
I like it.
Milking chickens and shit. I don't know. It's a France thing. I don't know.
Cherry wild apple beans.
Yeah. He did say if he goes outside and takes his pants off and sits in a piece of dog shit that he can get Wi-Fi for exactly 3 minutes.
Like it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's how I've talked to him.
And Jonas, you're working on a commission right now for a customer, right?
Mm-hmm. I sure am.
And,
it's a big one.
It's a big one. Yeah, it's a big one about...
Comic book cover.
Yeah, comic book cover. We're we'll divulge that more as it comes along. We're not really 100% sure.
Ooh, Death Curse 2.
I don't know anything about it.
It's a great comic. You'd like it.
Death Curse Kid 2 is one that we've got. Everyone in this room has a hand in it. And we just had a successful art show thanks to Ultimate Comics. And we made enough money to...
Put it out,
man. We're going to do it.
We have
start getting that shit together.
Wonderful
Death
Ray Arzeno doing the cover.
Ray!
If that motherfucker ever will do that shit. We haven't seen shit from that bitch.
He will provide.
He will produce. I've seen motherfucking shit from that bitch.
I know, but I've talked to him several times. Like, he just prefers not to talk to you.
No one talks to me. That's
fine.
Two things. No one listens to me or talks to me.
That's fair.
Because I'm full of shit. I don't know anything about anything.
So that's coming out. And all the people who bought pieces from the art gallery will get a free copy of that. And then if you want one, just, you know, you email us. Wait, why are you...
Yeah,
waiting?
No, I don't think we're going to do that.
No, we are. We already...
No, yeah, I know.
We already said it to them, though.
We got to charge them $5 for each one.
No, we can't charge them. We said you get it for free if you... If you buy,
we didn't say anything about shipping.
Yeah,
I mean,
so shipping is like $5.
I mean,
you know, like
what are
easy.
We fucking mother. Teresa?
There's no. Well, no. The thing is like
for charity.
I agreed, but like we're not even having to ship it. We're just giving it to Ultimate Comics is putting it in their subscription.
Oh, good.
They bought them locally.
So if
from
you
the
bought
store.
A piece of art at the Lost in the Woods art show
both
by
of you
Long Story
can
Studios,
get some
yo, it's $5.
Both of you can get a copy of Death Curse. Shit, I mean, I might give you two. So we're excited about that. So enough plugging. We've done plugging all throughout the show. Is there another lost story? What else is going on? I mean,
I have a story for you.
Okay. All right.
It involves it involves a guy.
He's getting a little choked up here, folks.
I know, it looks kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
It involves a man with coal black burning eyes.
Mm-hmm.
When you all stare right at him, his, mm-hmm, his eyes are black.
Okay, sure, yeah, we got that from so the cold far.
So far, it's a really,
you guys speak it up too. You're like, you're so, like, you're definitely like the, you're like a wind kind of whistling. Yeah, across here, the look, microphone.
So you can like,
you know, turn that around.
Yeah, sorry if you hear any bumps or anything like that. There you go.
You're so this general guy, eyes as black as soul. He
sure,
eyes as black. He took as his soul, as black as his soul. That's mm-hmm what I said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he didn't say that.
Uh-uh. He took his woman out one night.
It sounds like a blues song.
He was sure he was story worried about
eyes as black as soul. He took his woman out one night.
He was worried about her messing around with him.
I'm gonna open another beer just so. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's louder. It's yeah, his whisper.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so
he thought she was stepping out on him, so he took her out, and she thought it was a romantic gesture, but actually, what he was doing was plotting.
Uh-huh.
And so he took her out on this boat with Christopher Walken.
On a boat
with Christopher Walken. And during the night.
During the night? Why'd he take her out on the
in
boat?
In the air of the night. He brought her out.
Wait a minute. Are they getting out on open water here?
Yes.
I'm getting nervous.
And he threw her overboard.
Boom, 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 boom.
Threw her ass overboard, and she was screaming and thrashing around, and the captain came running out, and he said, "No! You get your goddamn ass back in that cabin. You didn't see a fucking thing."
What?
The captain turned around, put his head down.
Oh, no, he said to the captain. Yeah, man. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought the captain said, you know, the captain came out and yelled at him. I was like, what?
And, can I tell the story?
I'm trying to listen to it. It's, like, difficult to understand.
So, captain just looks down and, you know, walks back into his cabin, closes the door, while this woman's thrashing and screaming, Robert, please, help me. He doesn't. He just watches her drown, laughing maniacally. But what he doesn't know is Christopher Walken is looking out over the, Portus bow. The Portus bow is the, that's the front.
The front of the ship. Boat.
So,
the ship.
Yeah, it's a ship.
Sure.
It's not a boat.
Sure, sure.
And, so he's looking over the Portus bow and he can see old Robbie's head in the light watching his wife slowly drowned. And,
is Robbie the captain?
No, Robert Wagner, the actor.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's when he noticed little bubbles coming up. Because on the Portus bow.
Little bubbles. It's like
little bubbles.
That was
bubbles.
The retarded kid he was talking about at the beginning.
Okay.
So he can see, since he's on the Portus bow, I mean, he's got a bird's eye view.
Daddy.
And he sees bubbles coming up. And he thinks that the wife might be okay. But then this white bulbous shell-looking creature starts to crest over the inky blackness of the water.
Holy mackerel, I feel like this is the part where it gets a little...
And Mr. Robbie runs in terror and slams the door and embraces the captain in a hard hug of agony and terror.
Right.
And walking, he can't take his eyes off and off the water. And
of course not, me either.
Yeah, this thing is cresting the water, and soon he sees two beady, glistening eyes staring at him from the water.
From the water.
And just about when he's about to panic and terror, the thing from the water speaks.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It speaks.
What does it say?
I remember,
don't worry.
How could I ever forget? And that's what happened. Phil Collins was snorkeling that night.
Oh, it was Phil Collins. The beady eyes were Phil Collins.
He loves a fucking swim. He loves a good night's
swim. He does. That's how he came up
with
the song.
Take that home with you. Phil Collins, he loves a good night's swim.
We learned one thing on our inaugural first annual run of Lost Story Studios podcast. Fucking Phil Collins, like the good goddamn night swim.
That makes sense. Sure, that dude is like fit as a fiddle. You know what I'm saying?
He's
like,
kind of chunky.
Well, no, I mean he is now, but back then, Jesus Christ, that dude put together. Yeah,
he was like
Vladimir Pitt.
Yeah, it was like a damn hairless otter on drums. Oh my God. It was like,
yeah, and that's how those two became friends.
Hey, Christopher Walken and Robert Wagner.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Phil Wagner and Lil Bubbles.
Yeah, Lil Bubbles was there too.
Hmm.
Damn, that's a really good ending story.
That was the sixth sense of our damn stories right there, honestly. No one saw that coming. People are going to spoil it for other people. Be like, did you hear the thing? And I was like, and the tentacle beast is like...
He was a ghost.
It's Phil Collins, he's a ghost. He's not a ghost, but yeah.
Well, all right, this is our first podcast.
Yeah,
that was
we did it.
It was a mess, and I'll be probably not more organized next time.
It will be. It gets better. Probably not. It gets better.
It won't get better.
And you will hear us, but not see us
ever.
Mm-hmm. No, except you'll probably see us eventually.
We'll let you know what cons we're at.
Yeah,
that's the only way you'll see us.
So we're saying November 9th, 10th, NC Comic Con, yep. December 16th. Charlotte Comic Con, Lost Stories Studios, maybe 15th. You know what I mean? Look it up. Google it. Yeah. God damn it. Don't take my word for it.
Charlotte Comic Con. Charlotte Comic Con. Awesome, awesome.
So awesome.
Rick Fortenberry,
SuperCon. Loving it. Want to be there.
But. John, this is radio, not television.
Booby. Hans, booby. Yeah, so join us next time on the
Lost Story Studios.
Yep.
Lost Story Hour. It's a terrible name.
I wish we had a better
one. We'll work up a better name for you next time.
It's going to come around. Maybe you, yeah. Send us an email.
And tell us what the name should be. Story, whatever it should be, podcast.
Mm-hmm. And it's just mail@loststorystudios.com.
M-A-L-E.
M-A-L-E. That's not right. Oh, no. M-A-I-L. Yeah.
P-H-I-L.
Okay. Nope. P-H-I-L. Guys, it's just exactly like you would think it would be. You would mail something to Lost Story.
Okay. All right. Mail@loststorystudios.com. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you next time.
Bye night.
Coming in the air tonight. sun.